It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or
prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18+. Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Every morning, Darren Armstrong talks Big Brother, looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from CEO to HOA. Every single season, you know he is the reason, you know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it, tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello everyone and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for April 15th. I'm your host, Taryn Armstrong, and with me today is Puya. How you doing, Puya?
I'm doing good, Taryn. I'm back at it again with a very short update, but excited all the same to talk about what little bit of information we got.
Yes, we are here theoretically to tell you everything that happened yesterday on the Big Brother Canada 10 live feeds, but there is no yesterday on the Big Brother Canada 10 live feeds. That day 48 is just into the ether. Yes, we saw more on the episode from day 48 than we saw on the feeds from day 48. So
sad.
I woke up this morning still no feeds, and I was like, I guess Grogu and Orwell might have to make an appearance here, but the feeds did come back up at around what time is it for this? Like 10 a.m. Eastern-ish or so.
Yeah.
And so we've had roughly an hour of feeds here. We do know the HOH winner. We also know the initial likely plans. So we can talk about all of that here. So we will be telling you about the, about 1 hour of day 49 here, on today's update.
Once again, stealing from the Saturday update to put into the Friday update. Sorry, Saturday updater.
Mm.
The moose curse is upon you.
Puya, do you have the moose curse?
Honestly, I might. I might. Even, you know, he left and it's still there. So we'll see. Talk to me again next week. We'll see.
All right. Well, we have a new HOH winner. And the new winner of the HOH is...
Marty, you're dumb.
Marty!
Third HOH reign for Marty in the books. My God. My God. Even when the Bel Air Direct competition or the vote could have screwed him, he still won safety, Taryn. He's still safe.
He is still safe. Yes. Marty winning a third HOH. And man, for a season that started in the first, what, four? Like first 3 weeks, we had six different winners. Then week four, we had a seventh different winner. Then Marty was the first to double win. And then from that point on, Jess double won, Herman double won, Moose double won, Jace double won. Marty triple one, Kevin won for the first time, Gino double one, and then Helena won for the first time. It's been a lot of repeats, basically, ever since Marty broke that barrier in week four. And I just tweeted this out, but like this is what happens, right? Like, we had a great spread of competitions where pretty much none of them were physical. The second you get into a physical competition, you start to see the same results because some people are just more physical than others. And in this case, it's a 43-year-old man with a bad knee who is more physical than the rest of these contestants. And so, you know, we had an endurance competition in week two that Marty won. Lo and behold, we have another endurance competition that Marty won. It shouldn't be that surprising.
Right. I feel like, and this is why, obviously, when they announce Buzzkilled, you see everyone light up. Everyone's excited because it's an endurance comp with a very, very low physical barrier to penetrate in that anyone can have a good shot of winning. This comp, we talked about this last night, Taryn. It looked like it was all about strength. Like, you really, if you couldn't figure out how to keep yourself up there, you were going to struggle. We saw Kevin struggle very early on. But this comp went on for 4 hours. Marty, 43, bad knee, 4 hours? Stop it. You can't sit on that bad knee anymore. No one should believe his bad knee anymore. 4 hours is nutso for this.
Yeah. And so, obviously, some of these HOH competitions were crapshoots. Some of them were quizzes, stuff like that. Yes. But when you throw a couple of those physical competitions into the mix, when you have similar quiz competitions repeated, like when you do have a quiz instead of Buzzkilled, you end up starting to see similar results. And it only takes a couple of repeated competitions to then have, okay, well, these competitions definitely go to Marty and Gino, and then the rest can go to other people. Well, if you get unlucky and those other ones that are more random also go to the Martys and Ginos, now you're looking at a real bad HOH spread where week two, Marty HOH, then week three, Kyle HOH. So it goes Marty, Kyle, Gino, then the double eviction, Jess Moose, then Marty, Gino, Marty. That's Gino? Not a good spread.
Gino? Is Gino next? Like, yeah, that's how it feels. The trend is going that way. It's interesting because obviously when we first met Marty, we saw, you know, he coaches hockey. I believe we saw him on like a rowing machine. Like, he's an athletic guy. He's like, you know, he works out. He's been an athlete for his whole life. So this does check out to me. It is brutal. I mean, you look at the vetoes, right? The vetoes, I believe, aside from Marty, has anyone else won? I guess, has anyone else but Marty won the veto? No, I guess
Won an eight. I qualify the double safety chain as an HOH. So Moose had an HOH and a veto. Herman had an HOH and a veto. Jess had an HOH and a veto.
My question was, so no one has won two vetoes, though, right?
Well, Jace won the safety chain veto.
True. I would say is the veto. Yeah. Okay. I mean, that's the thing is that with the veto, I feel like the comps have definitely been a lot more, you know, Survivor-esque with the something a little bit at the beginning that could be not a puzzle, but like some other aspect. Then it ends with a puzzle. I feel like something like that has given us different results. Whereas, you know, especially you look at the questions with the before and after, and then the other one that Gino won both of them. So.
Exactly. Gino won both of those quiz competitions. I mean, looking at this, Jess as a non-binary means that the only woman to win any competition is Jace up until Helena wins that veto last week.
Yeah.
And that was thrown to her, like Josh threw it, as far as we know, right? Like, this. Something has gone wrong here. and I think that they had great intentions, and I think that they were doing a pretty good job. But you know, once you start to, I don't know what they're doing putting an endurance comp like this in. Like, and that's the thing too. Like, the last time we had this very similar endurance competition, it came down to Sheldon and Chris, the two biggest guys on the cast. You know, but it shouldn't be that surprising.
Yeah. Now, I did see someone in the chat mention that this came down to Betty and Marty based on what Marty might have been saying in the HOH room this morning. Now, I haven't verified that, but wow. I mean, you know, I guess that's a good segue to talk about where Marty's head could be at, Taryn.
Yes. So Marty as the HOH We know that Kevin, Josh, and Helena, primarily Kevin and Josh, have talked about ways to convince Marty to take the shot at Gino if he were to win the next HOH, because it's pretty good for them if they do that. That said, there are some complications. One being this vote. I checked Facebook again this morning, and Gino still has, like, by a large margin, the most amount of activity on the official Facebook page. The voting for Gino, he's in the most danger this week by far, has like probably three times as many reactions as almost any other comments in terms of this thing there. And then Gino is the most mentioned name by far as well. That said, obviously, you know, I think Twitter's going in another direction. I saw somebody on Reddit saying they voted like almost 3,000 times for Kevin. Who knows? But if Gino is safe, that obviously just completely shuts down the attempt to get Gino up before it can start. If it goes to somebody like Summer or Betty, it likely just means that that Josh ends up in the firing line. If it's not going to be on Gino, and if it's Kevin, that could impact Kevin moving into the triple. Like, there are all kinds of potential impacts here. We're just going to have to wait and see where that falls. But for now, with no safety in mind, the intention from Marty that we have seen is that he spoke to Gino this morning. Most of it was in French, so I don't know everything that was said. But what we could hear, of course, was Betty is the target from Marty.
Right. Betty is the target at Final Eight for Marty when last week someone was trying to backdoor him. It's interesting. It's an interesting choice. Personally, I feel like it is the wrong choice, but also it's Marty. Am I surprised? Not really. I feel like this, he is so bound to Gino that I don't get it. I don't get why he's bound to Gino. And honestly, Gino's going to be his demise in this game. That's my prediction.
Very nearly was.
Yeah.
Yes. So the target is Betty right now. I assume that Josh will likely go up next to Betty. But we will see. What is Kevin going to do about this? Well, there was also a conversation between Kevin and Helena. Helena in particular seemed pretty pessimistic about their odds of convincing Gino, convincing Marty to turn on Gino. She said she doesn't think it's going to happen. And she thinks that they should just take Betty out this week. Take Betty out. Josh is more loyal to us. She even suggested maybe take Josh out. Betty's more loyal to us. And Kevin was like, I don't know. I feel like that's Betty's a little too much of a wild card. He was like, if Betty leaves, then Josh would definitely be loyal. She said, okay, so I think that Betty, and Kevin was just like, that's so boring though. Like, I don't want to do that. What are we going to go to the final, like this dumb final five? Like that would be terrible. And Helena was like, I just don't think we're going to be able to convince him to get Gino. He's like, yeah, you're probably right. Yeah. All right. Well, let me think about it. He said, let me think about it.
This is going to be a very fun exercise for Kevin this week, because is he going to be able to help himself? Is he going to decide, you know what? I want to play the game on hard mode this week. I want to do the toughest possible thing. And that's to convince Marty to put up Gino. I'm leaning towards, even though everything in his body is going to tell him to do it, I don't think he's gonna. I think it's way easier to just let this happen, especially because I think Kevin is sniffing around the idea of maybe a triple's coming this week. So I don't know how much he wants to do some pushing this week. I don't think he's going to do it necessarily. But again,
I think he'll do it. I think Kevin's going to do it. Because again, my read on the conversation between Kevin and Helena is that Helena was like, I don't want to do this. But Kevin was like, yeah, you're probably right. But like, I'm going to still try. Like, because this is the guy who literally said to Kevin and then the cameras, I will never put Herman on the block. I would never, ever do that. And then like hours later, he was like, okay, so we're putting Hermann on the block. It's pretty like this obviously is a very bad situation. Kevin wants nothing to do with the actual final five of Marty, Gino, Jace as three of the biggest comp winners versus him and Helena in the final five. Obviously they're kind of gunning for each other, but the second they get to, the second Marty leaves at five, they're done. Kevin, I think, has to do something here. They did mention the possibility of trying to get Marty to target Jace, which would be a little bit easier. The problem there is that then Gino would be firing back at them, and he'd be pissed at them. Kevin's like, yeah, but he's firing back at Marty. And Helena's like, yeah, but we would have voted against Jace because there's five votes. Them two plus Gino would save Jace, which means they'd have to turn on Gino to vote Jace out. And then it's not even like they'd be safe from Gino's retaliation because they're fully expecting the triple eviction. Yay! We're so happy that triple evictions are back and interfering with gameplay. They can't turn on Gino and Jace because Gino would be able to put all three of them up in the triple eviction if he were to win. So that is something that they have to consider as well. And the looming triple eviction is another thing that's holding Kevin back to like really push hard here, in the week. So, we will see. I feel like this happens every week. The week starts out very, very bad for Kevin. And then he somehow has managed to turn it around every week. We will see if he's able to do that this week. It definitely doesn't look great, but, let's wait and find out.
Yeah, I feel like this is going to be his hardest one yet, hardest objective yet.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby. Mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa. Take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Ch-ch-chumba. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
But the other thing is that, you know, Jace has the ace in the hole of,
yeah,
I didn't use the veto last week that she could pull out if she needs to.
So many twists coming up to help out the showmans here. If Kevin does push, and they have already, I believe, talked about using this as a strategy to say, hey, both of us knew about this power and we were both down to not use it. So anybody that tries to convince you that we were going to backdoor you last week is a liar. Aren't we glad that they just threw this random veto in that we didn't even get to see on the feeds and had zero impact other than to help save the showmans later?
Yeah, it's great, Taryn. You know, it flopped for the week, but you know, maybe it becomes more powerful as information here. And it really could. It really could be like the immunity that, that Jace might need this week.
Yeah. So, you know, that's what we're looking at now. I also tweeted this out, like, I guess we shouldn't be surprised that Marty won this HOH, considering that, like, he really loves Kevin Martin. And the HOH prior to the triple is, like, the Kevin Martin HOH. So I will say this. It's very unlikely in my eyes that Marty survives the triple eviction.
Unless he wins the veto.
Exactly. He basically needs to win the veto. If he doesn't win the veto, I don't see a scenario where he stays. I think Gino and Jace, even if Marty keeps them safe this week, in a triple eviction, will be
They're prime target.
Because there will be seven people left. Let's say Gino wins. He's got six people to nominate. He's not going to nominate Jace. I don't think he will nominate Kevin or Helena right away, which means he has to, by default, nominate Summer, Josh/Betty, and Marty. And why wouldn't you? And then, you know, I guess maybe at that point, if Gino's still in the game, Kevin and Helena decide, I mean, if Josh is still there, they'd much rather have Josh than I don't know. Maybe they wouldn't. It depends on how that, but like at that point, they probably vote Marty out. And they move forward, but either way, it's still a bad scenario because again, the showmance is then in the final five, which is just a very bad place, to be there. So it's just, the triple eviction is just, it's just all bad. The twists are all bad. And they could work out. But more likely than not, they will not work out. And I don't understand why they need to be here.
Taryn, they need to be here because they get the reaction that you're giving right now, or they get the happy reaction. More often than not, they get the reaction you're giving out right now, but they give a big reaction. And I think that's what they're here for, is the big reaction. Now, what's the alternative? We don't give that reaction? No, because we can't just stand idly by and be content with the game we love getting tampered with like this. So it's going to be difficult. It's going to be very difficult. I would, if I'm making predictions, I would say get ready for a lot of heartache this week. I feel like the end game is looming, and I think the end game could end up being somewhere closer to where Kevin was talking about this morning. And if that happens, I feel like the reason I'm very upset about it is going to be the predictability of it all. I do think, though, I will say this, if Marty wins that veto at the triple, I think his win equity shoots up quite a bit. I know that a lot of people might not be wanting to vote for him or anything, but if he survives all the way to the end as the 43-year-old with the bad knee, the old man of the house, I feel like they might just give it to him. But again, also depends who he's sitting next to. Like, there's a couple ways, but he's not like dead at final two.
I mean, could you imagine like Marty sitting next to Helena or Kevin and Marty winning the game?
I mean, wilder things have happened out there, Taryn. So I it's not impossible.
Oh, boy.
Wow.
So that's pretty much what we've got here. Not much else to talk about. But that's what we got. Again, we have about an hour of feeds to talk about here.
I mean, the fact that we made 20 minutes out of it is very special. And, you know, only we could do it. We've had training, though, from last season, Taryn. With these last two seasons, these Friday updates have been very little juice that we have to squeeze out of a very little, like, you know, orange. Listen, it is what it is.
Yeah. So let's see. Let's see where the week goes from here. Of course, we still have this safety vote to talk about and or to get through, and then we're gonna have nominations and of course the veto. So where the week goes, who knows? We could still see a chaotic Marty HOH. We could also see a straightforward Betty or Josh eviction this week. So we will see. That's all we got here.
That's all we got. Now, other things, you have till about 2.5 hours here before the voting is shut down. If you're trying to get a vote out, get a vote out. This vote, I think, is a lot more open to interpretation than the first vote was for the safety, because I do think with the exclusion of Marty, the Marty's family trying to go for Helena here, the Facebook going for Gino, someone on Reddit voted 3,000 times for Kevin. I still think Josh has a good chance. A lot of Twitter is split either Summer or Betty. Who knows who's going to get it? I'm intrigued. But if it is Gino, I'll be like, oh, we knew that, of course. So that's where I'm at with it. It's like anyone could win. But if Gino wins, yeah, we knew that.
All right. Well, that's what we have for you today. Tune in to tomorrow at 11 a.m. Eastern, where I will update you on the results of the safety vote, the nominations, and what we will be looking at moving forward in tomorrow's update. And then, of course, on Monday, I'll be live twitch.tv/Taryn Armstrong, watching the episode with all of you. And then afterward, recapping what goes down on Monday night's episode. Of course, also check out the recap we did last night with Anthony Douglas. We had a lot of fun with Anthony joining us to talk through the season and the episode. You can find me over on Twitter as well, at Armstrong Taryn. Check out the Taryn Show with Gabby, or listen to the one I did with Anthony a few weeks ago. That was a very fun one as well. Puya, what have you got going on?
Let's see. Twitter at Puyaism, twitch.tv/Puya. I do stream about 3-4 times a week. Come through, say hi. New season of 90 Day Fiancé. Rob has taken a step back to focus on Survivor, but I have this new season on deck ready to go. That'll be a lot of fun. And Masked Singer with Liana Boris this week. We finished talking about the second group. All aboard onto the next group next week. 5 new performers next week. So I'm very excited about that. And that's about all I've got for you here.
All right. Well, thank you all so much for joining us here today. And I will see all of you next time.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications through LifeMD? LifeMD is now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.